You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready. I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
The Global Peace Film Festival takes place from September 18th through the 23rd at various locations around Orlando, and it uses the power of the moving image to further the cause of peace. And here to tell us all about it is the festival director, Nina Strike. Nina, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
It's great to be here.
I should say welcome back, because you've been here several times.
Yes, I've been here before.
All right, so let's talk about the Peace Festival this year. First of all, you know, for those who aren't familiar with how it started, how did it start?
Well, first of all, this is our sweet 16 year, which I'm having a hard time believing. It's been so long. It started in 2003. The original idea was in relation to the Iraq War. But in creating the festival, I didn't want to talk about war. I wanted to talk about peace and to define what would a peaceful society look like, and really looked at it as peace starting within each and every one of everyone out there, everyone in here, because to me that's much more important than the conflict. But we also recognize that everybody has a right to disagree with people, but it's how we deal with those disagreements, how we reach across the aisle, or how we respect each other for those disagreements, which are very important, and that's an important lesson for all of us to learn. So we look for uplifting films. We look for films that tell of people who find something that they're passionate about, that they want to make better, that they want to change, that they want to correct, and that they go for it. And so we want to inspire through the films that we select. We want people to learn something about it, and we want people to be inspired and to actually decide to do something if it so moves them.
That's the power of film.
Exactly.
Throughout the whole history of celluloid.
Yeah.
It brings people together, not only who are making the film, but the people who are watching the film in the theater are all sitting here together.
Right. So that's why we call the festival a celebration.
And every year you have a theme. This year's theme is called Life in Motion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is that?
Well, our underlying theme every year is It Starts Here. Because we see the festival as the beginning of somebody's journey. You come to see a film, you're inspired by something that you've seen, and we want you to act upon that inspiration, whatever you do, whether it's just reading something about it, learning something more about what you've seen, volunteering for an organization that's working on that issue, or donating, or any number of things that you can do. Life in Motion sort of reflects that theme of forward motion, of positive forward motion.
Well, let's talk about the ins and outs of the festival so we can get that out of the way and let people know how to do it. Because it's not just in one place. It's a lot of places across Central Florida.
Yes. So the films mostly take place at Rollins College in two different auditoria and across the street from Rollins in the Winter Park Library's community room. We have one screening in what's now called the Rogers Keeney Building on the corner of Pine and Magnolia in downtown Orlando. And there are other events happening in downtown Orlando, which we'll get to in a minute. And then we have two special screenings, one at the LGBT Center Orlando on Mills Avenue, and the other one is at the Holocaust Memorial Resource and Education Center out in Maitland. Those are the films. Then we have two exhibits happening in downtown Orlando. The first one is a student piece art exhibit from students throughout the Orange County Public School System from kindergarten through 12th grade. And that one is going to take place in the downtown Orange County Library on Central. That opens the day before the film start. That opens on the 17th. And there's a reception that's free and open to the public to celebrate the student artists on September 17th in the library. It's at 5:30 p.m. And we welcome everybody to join us there. And the other exhibit is very exciting. It's called Nelson Mandela Through the Lens of Peter Morey. And Peter Morey was Nelson Mandela's personal photographer in the last years of his life. So the exhibit will be at the City Arts Factory on the corner of Pine and Orange. It opens during the Downtown Arts District's Third Thursday Gallery Hop on September 20th. In the evening throughout the gallery hop. And then the exhibit will continue to run until October 12th. We're very excited that Peter Morey is coming from South Africa to present his work.
That's one of the best parts about a film festival.
Yes.
Not only you get to watch the film, but the filmmaker and
oh, yes.
the actors.
This time the filmmakers, actors, musicians, you know, all kinds of people, they come. And here, in this case, it's a still photographer. And we're thrilled that he'll be with us through most of the festival.
Now, you can get tickets at each individual venue, but I
right.
suggest you go to the website, which is peacefilmfest.org, peacefilmfest.org. First of all, it's a great site. Second of all, there's so many films. You gotta stop there first to sort of get an overview, see what you want to do, and see where they are. You can also get the passes and, you know, multiple screening passes.
And those are sometimes really worth it. You know, you just can go to everything with the festival pass. And there's a weekend pass that's actually the best bargain, I think, which is $50 for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which is the bulk of the films are shown then.
Well, let's talk about some of the films. And since, you know, we want to keep it local, what local filmmakers are in the festival?
I'm going to start first with the screening that we have at the Rogers Keeney building, the one screening downtown, which we also have a second screening of it in Winter Park. And that's the Fusion Fest Shorts Contest. And Fusion Fest is a new event that's going to take place in Orlando over Thanksgiving weekend. This is a short film contest from local filmmakers. We'll be showing like 15 or 20 3 to 5 minute films in that screening. So that's a local event more than the films. Then we have our opening film at Rollins College is called Long Time Coming, a 1955 baseball story. And that is a film about one of the first integrated Little League games in the South. Lovely film, local, groundbreaking, and very current in terms of what the issues in the film are. And not only are the filmmakers coming, but some of the still living members of the teams are coming as well.
There's a great picture of them on your website. It's really cool.
So I'm very much looking forward to everybody interacting with the audience and everything with that film. Then there's a film called Edwin Osgood Grover, America's First Professor of Books. I love that title. Wouldn't you like to be a professor of books?
I'd like to be a professor of anything.
Yeah. I would too, actually. Edwin Osgood Grover, when he came to Central Florida, he became a vice president of Rollins College. That's an incredibly local film, perfectly suited for Rollins. And another thing that Grover did when he was down here is he was one of the founders of Mead Botanical Gardens. Very interesting local color, local flavor, local personality. And finally, there's a film called Avowed. This one is a short narrative feature. It's only like 15 minutes, but the filmmakers are from Daytona and they're coming in for the screening. And the fiction films, you meet the actors and actresses as well as the director. Actually, in documentaries, you meet a lot of the subjects of the film. So here's somebody with a documentary. The filmmaker is there, but also you've just seen this person and what they've actually done rather than a dramatization of what they've done. So that I really love. And so we have some of them coming, you know, some not only filmmakers, but also subjects of films are coming as well this year.
And
every year they do.
Along with the local, now you have international.
We have national and international.
Right.
One of the international films that I'm really excited about, and the director is coming, it's called Playing Frisbee in North Korea. And what excites me about that is the film really shows you ordinary people living in North Korea. You don't get to see that very often. I haven't seen much of that at all. And so Savannah Washington, the director, she was a Colin Powell fellow, and that's what got her this trip to North Korea, where she took a camera, often with the knowledge of her North Korean handlers on the trip. She wasn't alone on this trip, but sometimes clandestinely filmed throughout her trip to North Korea. And instead of coming in through Pyongyang, which is the usual, I'd never heard an American, crossing the bridge from China into North Korea, and that's how she entered the country with this group. That's an exciting film. We have a film called May I Be Happy, which is about mindfulness education for young children, which is just lovely and really needed for all of us. Our opening night is at the Enzian with a party after the film at the Eden Bar, right outside the Enzian. And that's sort of a gala event. The tickets are a little more expensive for that. They're the only tickets that are a different price than everything else. And the film is called Every Act of Life. And it's about the playwright Terrence McNally. And it really covers not only his career in theater, but also his struggle for LGBT rights and his pursuit of love and inspiration throughout his life. What the film is about is love. So it also features many big Broadway stars, many of whom have television and film careers, like Angela Lansbury, F. Murray Abraham, Nathan Lane, Audra McDonald, Stanley Tucci, and many more. It's really a terrific film. It is not what you'd expect from something called Global Peace Film Festival, but again, it's about love. So what's not about peace, about love. So,
and that's the thing about the festival. I know there are some people, when they hear the title Global Peace Film Festival,
they think it's
a bunch of hippies sitting around throwing sunflower seeds at you. And
either,
you know,
that, or they think it's boring,
right?
Or they're going to get hammered with a message. We absolutely don't want to hammer anybody. We want our audiences to make their own decisions, and we look for uplift. We look for inspiration. We look for people who are doing things that are making a difference in their world or the world at large. And so a lot of the films are not what you expect, which is something that gives me great pride.
Well, that's why you go to film festivals, mm-hmm.
to see something different.
Basically things that are off the grid, so to
right.
speak. Yeah.
Many of the films that we have in the festival, and like all film festivals, we have several world premieres in this festival. We're not a particularly premiere-oriented festival, but many of the films are the first time they've shown to a public audience. And then they go on to other festivals. They get a distribution deal. Then they're on YouTube, or they're on Hulu or something. And somebody will come up to me like 2 or 3 years after the film has been in the festival and say, I just saw this film that would be really great in your festival. And he said, didn't you see it 3 years ago? I love that.
We were talking earlier how it's great on these festivals that you'd be standing in the lobby. You just came out of a film. You're standing in the lobby. And the person standing next to you, you'd be like, why do I know? I said, oh, you were just in that film.
Right.
And you get to talk
right.
to them. You talk to the directors.
Right. And actually, you know, after the film finishes, a lot of times, you know, people just get up and leave as soon as
right.
the credits start to
yeah.
roll. But we'll introduce, and this happens at all film festivals, the person who's introducing the film will say, you know, don't leave. The director is here, or the producer is here, or somebody who's in the film here, or we have a surprise for you. And we hope people don't leave, because there's a talkback session after every film that has somebody from the film with us. That's not every film in the festival, but more than 50%, because sometimes there's a feature film with the short film preceding it. Sometimes the short film filmmaker will be with us. For instance, I mentioned Avowed earlier, the local film from the filmmakers from Daytona. They'll be here, but the feature film that's with it, they won't be here, because that film is actually from Bulgaria.
Some of the most memorable films I've seen are from film festivals.
Yeah.
Not just because they're great films, or they're interesting, or they're something I wasn't expecting, but because you got to talk to people that did it.
You got to talk to people.
Yeah.
But also, there's a different energy at film festivals. Mm-hmm. To me, going to other film festivals, it's finding the diamond in the rough. It's finding the gem.
And it's the people. You know, I'll use this analogy. I don't know if it's an analogy, but I noticed sitting in the audience when you're at, you know, you go to a regular film, everybody's sitting back, eating their popcorn. I notice a lot of people in film festivals are sitting forward. They're like leaning
and talking to each other. Right.
Well, they're leaning forward watching the movie.
That's exactly what we want with the Global Peace Film Festival. We want that engagement. Mm-hmm. And we also want to have, as soon as the lights come up, we want to have something there, whether it's from a local organization or national organization, or the filmmakers of the films that we select very often have a campaign that they want to do something positive for the issue that the film is about. And when people are sitting forward in their seats, like exactly like you're describing, and going, what can I do? We want to have that dialogue so that they have something to walk away with that's more than just the memory of the film.
And then, like we said before, it's not like you're going to be bludgeoned with this message.
No.
And you're not going to be able to leave. And what? It's actually the opposite.
Right.
It's a film. It has a message. And it's up to you.
Take it or leave it.
To decide what you want to do with it.
Yep.
But there are people that are answered questions.
Yeah.
Which is
mm-hmm.
great. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. you walk out of a film, you go, what was that all about?
Right.
And then you can go, excuse me, what was that all about? And then they'll tell you.
Yeah. We had a film a couple of years ago, and it was the very first festival that these filmmakers were in. And one of the screenings was at the Winter Park campus of Valencia College. They didn't take our ride to the film, because we as a film festival will organize transportation for our visiting filmmakers. They said, oh, we have a car, we'll get there ourselves. They got lost, not surprisingly, around here.
Mm-hmm.
They got to Valencia after the film had started. It was at night. It was quiet. They're wandering around this dark campus. They hear a noise, and they got to the middle or toward the end of the film, and they walked into a full room of people watching their film. And the we call them Q&As, the question and answer session, lasted longer than the film. The people just really were engaged by this film. And the filmmakers were just, they were like, wow, this was so great. That's the best, when the audience is engaged like that and the filmmaker is just really excited by
it. You should make a documentary called Q&A, and it's just about the afters of all these films that you put on. And it's just as interesting.
Oh, actually, you know, it would be great to actually tape them and put them on the website.
Yeah. It's a room full of people that maybe you never thought you'd be sitting next to, but they're the most interesting people you'll ever meet.
And that's the beauty of, well, whether you go to a movie theater, you know, whether you see a regular Hollywood movie or an indie or whatever, that could be the case in a regular movie theater, but it's definitely the case because people are looking for that when they come to film festivals.
Yeah, and you know,
for that experience.
You can go to a Hollywood movie and see the 15th reboot of a franchise and think, okay, whatever. Or you can go to the Global Peace Film Festival and see something amazing. I guarantee you, if you go to the festival, you're going to see something that you'll not forget for a long time. I've been to several of these, and I still have films in my head that I say, boy, I still remember that. And half of it's because of the film, and half of it's because of the Q&A afterwards. The Global Peace Film Festival takes place September 18th through the 23rd. It's in a lot of locations around Central Florida. What you want to do, though, is go to the website, which is peacefilmfest.org, peacefilmfest.org, and you can get tickets, you can get the list of films, and a bunch of other things, and see clips and things like that.
And you can buy tickets at the door. If you just want to come to one film, you can just walk up and buy your ticket there.
They make it so easy. I highly recommend doing this. Even if you think, well, I don't know, Peace Film Fest, don't think of it that way. Just think of it as support the local filmmakers anyway.
Exactly.
And you'll see some amazing things, I guarantee it.
Support the local filmmakers, support other filmmakers, support the arts in Central Florida.
That's what it's all about. The Global Peace Film Festival. Check it out, September 18th through the 23rd. Well, Nina Strike, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Great to be with you again.